Thanks so much for having me on the show, guys.
Now, most dogs, once they get a little bit older, they'd get a bit grumpier, wouldn't they?
Oh, look, I think it depends on the individual dog. You know, it's temperament, it's genetics, the breed,
yep.
And then obviously how it's been raised and whether it's been appropriately socialised and trained.
Right. Mm. So when it comes to people, like if there's anyone listening at the moment that has a bit of an aggressive dog, what sort of things can those people do to help get on top of that?
Well, the first thing is obviously to seek out professional help from someone that specialises in that type of work. You know, obviously people, when they start to identify problems, tend to go and hit Google, jump on a Facebook forum where there's a lot of opinions.
Yes.
And what might have worked for that person's dog may not be relevant to the dog that the person is seeking help for has.
Right.
Mate, do you think that it is little dogs that get a bit more aggressive as they get older? Like my mum's Chihuahua definitely has little man syndrome. He wants to fight everyone.
Look, I think little dogs do tend to have a big attitude or a big personality.
Yeah.
But I also think little dogs perceive the world as a big scary place because they are smaller.
Mm.
So their defense mechanisms are always a lot higher. You know, those dogs tend to be more nervous of situations where they're around things that they perceive as scary.
Yeah.
So they tend to bite out of fear.
Yeah.
And I tend to think little dogs are also, from the spectrum of dogs I work with, they can be babied a little bit. So the rules, the boundaries, the structure that's in place in their lives is a little bit different to some of the larger, more powerful breeds.
So, Michael, you've been doing this for a while now. How long have you been a dog trainer for?
I've been full-time professionally training dogs in the pet world for probably just over 10 years now.
Yep.
And then before that, obviously had dogs in my life and trained dogs in obedience, trained dogs in security protection,
mm-hmm.
And then moved into like the pet world. So dealing with problematic pets and helping people, you know, improve their lifestyle with their dogs.
Now, you've been doing this for so long, Michael. Is there any incident that sticks out? A dog that you found particularly difficult to train? Any, you know, certain experiences that are quite memorable for you?
Oh, look, I think the hardest dog to train is one that's owned by a person that won't change. People can be really hard to work with when they don't sort of want to change what they're doing at their end of the leash. Look, I mean, in my line of work, working with dogs that do display aggression, a number of years ago, I was working with a dog that had bitten people. I dropped the leash and instinctively bent down to pick it up, and I was actually bitten on the face by a dog.
Oh.
And that was a pretty scary incident, and that sort of changed my process of working with dogs, but the way in which I think about dogs as well is to always work with caution.
Yep.
And, you know, don't approach dogs you don't know. And, you know, the whole concept of patting every dog you see, I think once something like that happens in your career and you do get, you know, bitten on the face, that was a little bit scary. And it sort of definitely that particular dog, it sort of changed and elevated my level of respect for what dogs can do when they're not trained and you make a mistake.
Well, we're glad you've stuck with it, Michael, the dog father, absolute legend. Thank you so much for the chat.
Thanks for having me on, guys, and have a great day.